Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic psychic. Ever feel like you're on a runaway train? Life just keeps barreling forward, and sometimes it feels impossible to actually be present, you know? We're bombarded with notifications, deadlines, and that constant pressure to do more, be more. But what if I told you there's a way to hit the brakes, find your center, and actually enjoy the ride? That's what we're diving into today. Staying present in this crazy busy world with the power of mindfulness. First things first, let's get real for a sec. Life is hectic. It throws curveballs, deadlines sneak up on you, and that to-do list seems to grow longer by the minute. Ever feel like you're always running around, chasing your tail, just trying to keep up? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, watching a show, or even having a conversation, but your mind is miles away, worrying about something else? That's our brains on autopilot, folks. We're constantly distracted, jumping from one thought to the next, missing out on the beauty and richness of the present moment. But here's the good news. Mindfulness can be a secret weapon against the chaos. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, allowing you to focus on what's right in front of you, savor the little things, and actually feel more alive. So, how do we cultivate this superpower of presence? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start small. Don't pressure yourself into some epic meditation retreat. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to what's happening right now, without judgment. Start with simple things like focusing on your breath for a few minutes each day, or really tasting that first sip of coffee in the morning. 2. Be a mindful observer. Just like you wouldn't judge a painting you're looking at, try not to judge your thoughts and feelings. When they arise, acknowledge them, observe them without getting caught up in them, and let them pass like clouds in the sky. Remember, your mind is like a wild monkey, it's always chattering away. Mindfulness is about gently guiding that monkey back into its cage. 3. Embrace the senses. One of the best ways to stay present is to engage with your senses. Really notice the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and textures around you. When you're eating, pay attention to the flavors and textures in each bite. When you're walking, feel the ground beneath your feet and the air on your skin. It's like rediscovering the world with fresh eyes. 4. Tech-free zones. We all need a break from the digital overload. Designate some time each day as tech-free zones. Put away your phone, turn off notifications, and actually engage in real-life conversations or enjoy some quiet time in nature. Trust me, your brain and your soul will thank you. 5. Practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of tea, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation, these are all precious moments worth savoring. Cultivating gratitude helps shift your focus from what you lack to what you already have, fostering a sense of contentment and presence. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're sitting at your desk, swamped with emails, deadlines looming, and your mind racing a mile a minute. You feel that familiar tension in your shoulders. Your stomach is churning, and you just want to escape the chaos. Now, imagine taking a deep breath, focusing on the sensation of your feet on the floor, noticing the gentle rise and fall of your chest. You shift your attention away from the mental clutter and simply observe the sounds around you, the hum of the computer, the rustling of papers, the distant chatter of colleagues. This, my friends, is mindfulness in action. It's a simple yet powerful way to find calm amidst the storm, reconnect with yourself, and rediscover the joy of being present in each moment. Remember, staying present isn't about achieving some mystical state of bliss. It's about showing up for your life, fully engaged, one breath at a time. Start small, be patient with yourself, and enjoy the journey. Alright, so what are you waiting for? Oh, take a few deep breaths, really savor that cup of coffee, or simply close your eyes for a moment and appreciate the feeling of your body resting on that chair. You can do this. I believe in you, and I'll be here tomorrow with another dose of everyday stoicism to help you navigate life's crazy roller coaster. Until then, stay present, stay strong, and keep rocking.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.